Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. It's good to have you with us. I've got, my lead pastor, Pastor John Welch, with us today. John, good to have you.
Pastor Sam, it's always a pleasure.
And we've got a kind of a difficult subject, I guess, if you're not willing to deal with it or talk about it. And that is, we're talking about dealing with bad people.
Yeah, yeah.
And John, you've pastored several churches, so you know not everybody that comes into your leadership realm are good people.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
There are people who are evil influencers.
Yeah, yeah.
And we talked about over in 3 John where John, the love apostle,
right? Yeah.
Warned about a leader, and this guy was a influential leader in the church, but John said he's a bad guy. He's not doing good, and he's a bad guy. You've got to pay attention to him. And so, as a leader, I'm going to say this again, just repeat it. You have to be willing to deal with bad people. And listen, if you have the Holy Spirit, most of the time you know they're bad, and you're being influenced to try to be right with somebody who's wrong.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. You have to confront that. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I want to make sure you understand, I'm not talking about somebody who makes a mistake or, you know, gets into sin or has. I'm talking about people who are evil influencers. They are bad people. And I read this scripture at the end of the last podcast, but I'm going to read it again in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14 and 15. This is Paul the apostle, and he says, Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm, but the Lord will judge him for what he has done. Be careful of him, for he fought against everything we said. Hmm. One translation says, he caused me all sorts of trouble.
Yeah.
Man, I've had people like that. And I'm telling you, it's torment.
Yeah.
They cause you all sorts of trouble.
Yeah.
And so you as a leader have got to be willing to deal with them. Now, I know you're saying, well, but, you know, Paul said that the Lord would judge him. Well, let me listen to 1 Timothy here, just so you'll understand that that's not exactly what Paul meant by that. He was just going to leave him alone. Listen to what it says in 1 Timothy chapter 1. It says in verse 18, he says, Paul said, talking to Timothy, cling to your faith in Christ, keep your conscience clear. Now listen to this. For some people have deliberately violated their conscience.
Yeah.
As a result, their faith has been shipwrecked.
Yeah.
Now listen, Hymenaeus and Alexander are two examples.
Yeah.
Now listen to what Paul said. I threw them out and handed them over to Satan so they might learn not to blaspheme God.
Wow.
Let me tell you, now I want to make this clear. Paul was an apostle.
Yeah.
Okay. He had an authority that most of us don't have.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a lot of people say, you know, the King James says he turned him over to Satan.
Yeah.
Well, Paul didn't have a friendship with the devil.
Right.
To take care of his bad cases.
It wasn't a partnership. That's right.
Let me tell you what that means. That means he washed his hands of it.
Yeah.
Said, I'm not praying for the guy. I'm not going to get involved with him anymore. He won't listen. And so he's on his own. Well, guess what? You get on your own, you turn him over to the devil.
Hmm.
And so that's really what happened here. He said, I've handed him over to Satan. I ain't got anything else to do with him, but he'll learn.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing you've got to understand. Now you got to hear this, so it's very important that you listen, okay? You have to understand that there are going to be people who come into your leadership circle who are bad people.
Yeah.
They cause trouble.
Yeah.
And if you're a leader, you must be the one to confront that bad example, to confront that leader, that evil, that trouble, and deal with it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have the spiritual authority to turn somebody over to the devil.
Right.
Okay. And probably if you're listening to me, you don't either. But you can back off.
Yeah.
And not only back off, but stop them from influencing others. Because if you don't, you're going to find that it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And so you've got to be the one to confront that evil influence and deal with it. And listen to me, I'm telling you, most of the styles of leadership today are allowing stuff in their leadership circles and in their ministries that are bad influences.
Yeah.
And you can't allow that if you're going to be a leader.
Well, you know, Pastor, a great example, this is an Old Testament example, is when Samuel came to Saul. And it was very clear, God had made it very clear to Saul as to some things that he wanted him to do, but Saul refused to do that, and Samuel confronted him. And basically, because one translation says it this way, Samuel said, "Saul, you're being stubborn." In other words, you're being stubborn. And it was at that point that God's anointing for Saul was gone.
I mean, yeah,
it was gone.
Yeah.
And so then he had to resort to, and this is what happens a lot in the people that you're describing. They had to resort to their own tactics. And they had
Very
to resort
good.
To their own ability
Very
and their
good.
Own schemes
yes.
in regards to, and this is how you can recognize it. This is when you're recognizing that evil, you're recognizing that bad, that person is watch and see how they influence people around them. In other words, do they use manipulation?
Very good.
Are they manipulative?
Right.
Are they manipulative? And someone said, well, what? How can you tell? And the answer is, it's very easy. Manipulation works this way. It's when you control what you can control to get what you want to control.
Well, that's very good, John.
Where yep. you use what you can control,
yes.
conversations, you can use manipulate relationships, you can control things, you can even control money. You can control that to get what you want to control.
Yes.
And you know, it's not always real visible. I say it like this. It's like it's an undercurrent. And you know, we've all been to the beach, and you know, you've been to the beach before, and you go out there, and sometimes they'll have riptide warnings.
Yep.
Well, the riptide, you can't really, unless you know what you're looking for, you really can't see that riptide until you get in it.
That's exactly right.
And then when you get in it, it'll begin to take you places you never even wanted to go.
Exactly right.
And so that's what manipulation is.
Yes.
You have to watch for it, and
yeah.
you can sense it. There's an undercurrent.
Yeah.
And then you can trace it back and figure out what
yeah.
it is. But it's a control thing. And that's you study Saul's life, and that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He began to manipulate and control mm-hmm. even David and afterwards.
That's very good.
And his life didn't end very well.
Yeah, that's very good. The thing that I think, John, that people a lot of times I'm concerned that leadership, they're not living right.
Yeah.
And so they're afraid to challenge somebody who isn't living right.
Yeah, who am I to say?
Yeah. Who am I to say?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, nobody lives perfect.
That's a good point.
But you have to live a righteous life. But if you are living a righteous life, you have every right to challenge
That's a great point.
That and deal with it. But again, let me say it this way. You've got to separate people being people and bad people.
That's good.
I remember when we first started the church, there were a group of people in the church. I hate to say it this way, but the ladies that they tormented me. I couldn't do anything right in their sight. You know,
right.
I wasn't spiritual enough. It drove me up the wall. And I was ready to take, y'all go find another place.
Yeah, yeah.
Go. And I remember I was praying one day. I was out in the woods praying. And I said, God, you got to do something about this. I said, I want these people out, and I'm going to deal with it. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I'll take care of
yep.
it. You leave it alone.
Yep.
I'll take care of it. They were just being influenced by a wrong spirit.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when that happens, you just leave it alone.
Yeah.
I had one lady I'll never forget. I was talking about tithing. She stood up, stuck her fingers in her ears, her head back and forth this way, and walked out.
Wow.
Made sure everybody saw her.
Wow.
Okay. I wanted to tell her, don't you ever come back to this church. Well, she ended up leaving the church, moving on. Thank God she did. But, you know, later in life, I've seen that lady many times, and she talks about how much she loves me and how much – it was just an influence.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't want to drive a nail in somebody's coffin that's being influenced wrong on a surface level.
Right.
Okay? But that's not a bad person.
That's right.
A bad person would be the person who they don't get up, stick their fingers in their ears, and walk out. They wait till church is over, then they go to this one and that one and this one and say, hey, you can't believe what he's saying, tithing, yeah, blah, blah, you know, and talk about all these different things.
That's manipulation.
So that's manipulation. Mm-hmm. You've got to know the difference. But if you're a leader, you should know that difference.
Right, right.
And be willing to deal with it. Now, we're going to get into this in more detail in the podcast to come, because Paul was pretty specific about dealing not only with bad people, but people who were living in sin and not willing to change.
Yeah.
You know, but here's the thing you've got to realize, and I'm gonna close with this, but if you don't deal with this person, it becomes a cancer in your church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it will eat not only your lunch, but it will eat and erode other people who are good people to be influenced to be bad people.
That's good.
And I've seen that happen before in churches, and it's sad because then that leader literally loses his own authority in the church.
Wow.
And there's no way to get it back. Most of the time they end up leaving.
Yeah.
And then this group of bad people take over.
And destroy it.
And destroy it.
Yeah.
It becomes zero.
Yeah.
Becomes nothing.
Yeah.
So if you're a leader, I just want to challenge you to know and understand that you have to be willing to confront and deal with bad people. And let me tell you, listen to me, you don't do it from the pulpit.
Right.
You don't get up and preach a message directed at
them. That's good.
Now, look, I've had times when the Holy Spirit's led me to preach a certain way and I didn't know anything.
Right.
That's one thing.
But he did.
He did.
That's right.
But if you know something, don't do it from the pulpit.
Pastor, some of the greatest advice that you've ever given me was don't bring your problems to the pulpit.
Absolutely.
Don't try to use your pulpit to solve
exactly
the problems.
Exactly right. That's not the way to do it.
That's really good.
Hey, our time's gone today. God bless you. We're glad you were with us today. Look forward to our next time together.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.